This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, and on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail center operators that are in there sorting the mail out so you get your mail today, and the big-time mail haulers out there that run coast-to-coast, border-to-border hauling that mail, because most of your mail never sees an airplane. When it says air freight, it goes by truck. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, 7 minutes past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Good morning.
Hi, Captain. And, boy, I got to go quick tonight because there's so much going on. You guys really fill that hour, I tell you. And if I cry, people, you'll understand there are reasons to cry. You know, I'm with the weeping prophet here. All right, first of all, God bless every one of you. I love you all. Flip, my sweetheart friend, you're going to be all right. You know, I'm putting a lot of prayer over your doctors. But you got to be careful, too, when you get out. No motorcycles. No.
Okay, don't lecture him.
That's right. So don't lecture him. But anyway, Flip, I know we all love you. Flip is the one that everybody's his friend, so let's all remember Flip tonight. Hi, Ed and Al, and then Dan's Corner. That was perfect. That was perfect. Dan, are you listening? Yes, we want a Dan's Corner. Okay, and then Kyle, get yourself out of California. What are you doing still there? Do it while you're young. Get here. we'll all hang around together. Dan's going to move here. Mike Gallagher's on his way here. And
be here Wednesday.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to start getting together with everybody. We're just going to be a team because we're going to pray ourselves out of all this crap, which I'm going to get into in a minute. And then also Mission Barbecue. Don't forget that today. God bless all of you as you
be there from noon to 1:30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't forget that. Now, something very strange. Well, it's not strange, but yesterday morning, very early on, and this is Holy Week. This is Holy Week for me. It's Easter week. I was never going to put this on, but I pulled the firefighter's prayer out, and my gut just wouldn't let it go. In fact, the captain, I told him early on in the morning, I don't always, you know, I call and said, you know, I want to put that firefighter's prayer on, Captain, which he does have and would have being a firefighter.
It's right up over my shoulder here, up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I said, I didn't know why, because there'd be no reason except there was a reason. Omar and her group about the 9/11 thing.
Yeah.
That brought me to it. Oh, that did it. I said, anyway. So, because I well remember that day, and people are still fighting illnesses from that. Just to let y'all know, the captain can let you know that because he was in on that. So that started it. Little did I know, go by your gut, because I kept thinking, why am I doing a firefighter thing when this is Holy Week? Because I had a lot of other messages that had to do more with what you want to call Easter, Resurrection Day, whatever. Nope. God kept. I had to do the firefighter's prayer. And I've never put it on air, never. And then when Notre Dame, all I could say is at the end of the day when I heard that and wept, I said, God, you know what you're doing, don't you? Because we need that. There were 400, well, the captain's already told you, there were about 400 firefighters. And you know, you take your life in your hands as a firefighter. I've often told you all, I admire that. So, Omer in your group, you need to shut up. And I don't usually say that. The sacredness, I'll never forget 9/11. I'll never forget what I was doing on that day. There is a sacredness. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. So just be quiet. Let it go. You don't know. You know, I hate to say this, but you know, I do believe in karma. What you put out eventually could come back to you. I don't wish it. It just is. That's why I have to be very careful. I don't put too much hate into things. I hate evil, but I don't hate people. And maybe God will show some of you that it was an important event. And by the way, so was this great, great cathedral. But anyway, it's hard not to weep. So let me give you the I'm going to say the firefighter's prayer, which I know the captain has. And also, if anybody could tell you about what happened at 9/11, and the captain doesn't want me to ever brag about him, and I try not to because he doesn't want me to, but I have to tell you the truth. He pulled people out of the tire. He saved some lives. I mean, he's not going to tell you that, but he did. I mean, I've got the whole article here. I've got my whole wall filled with. Oh my goodness, the years we've not only the captain but all the veterans and all of you all and just everything, because it's important to me, you know. But I'll never forget that day. Now the firefighter's prayer. Let me repeat it to many of you that have not heard it, because I think it's so beautiful. All right, here's how it goes. By the way, Frank Salvato.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's probably not listening tonight, but he was a firefighter.
Actually, he is.
Well, isn't that amazing? Well, Frank, this is for you, too. To you and the captain, all you firefighters, and my book also says to first responders, please know this comes from my heart, although it's not me that made the prayer. All right. When I am called to duty, God, whenever the flames may rage, give me the strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me to embrace a child before it's too late, or an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert and hear the weakest shout, and quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling and give the best in me to guard my neighbor and protect their property. And if according to your will my day should come to an end, please bless with your protecting hand my family and my friends. And I say amen to that. We need a dance corner. God bless you all, you firefighters, you first responders. God bless you. Talk to you all tomorrow night. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, thank you. And that's Ms. Rosemary, and very well said. And I'll be right back with more, and Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. And Frank Salvato is on every Monday and every Friday with us, so make sure you tune in for him, hour number four. And he's been here in the programs just since about the time I started it. And he's a brother firefighter out of Chicago, retired firefighter. Now, I want to remind everybody that today is Tuesday. That means it's time to have lunch with the captain. We will be at the Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the town and country section of Tampa. Now, that's just north of the airport runway. You go up the Veterans Expressway and get off Waters Avenue. You go east on Waters Avenue through the first traffic light, and between the first and second traffic light, you'll see a big American flag, and you'll probably see their big deuce and a half sitting out front with the smoker on the back, Mission Barbecue. That's where we're at. That's where we'll be. We have a table in the middle of the room, and we invite everybody to come and sit with us. Last week, we had some Coast Guardsmen that came over from Air Station Clearwater to visit with us and have lunch, and we appreciated them very much, and always happy to see the military when they're there, especially when they're in uniform, fatigues, or otherwise. And the recruiters show up once in a while, police and fire show up, and it's a place that when you get in there, you'll see why Mission Barbecue is so well thought of, because of the way they honor all of our military, all of our veterans, all of our first responders, current and former, as well as our 911 dispatchers, too. That's Mission Barbecue, and I'll be there, 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country in Tampa, right here from 12 noon to 1:30. Stop by and have lunch with us. They got a great menu, great food. And by the way, all veterans and first responders get a free dessert. Tell them you're a veteran or wear your military cap or your shirt, and you'll get one of those. Now, in lieu of the fire at Notre Dame in Paris, I've had several different comments sent to me, including an email I got just about 10 minutes ago. And this is from Matthew in Tucson, Arizona. He's saying, Captain, I respect you. I really appreciate your radio show, and thanks very much for what you do for America. Don't stop. Even though I'm not a Catholic, I really feel for what happened at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. But why is nobody not talking about the fact that there have been at least 25 church fires in Paris this year alone that apparently are all arson, have all been said? Is not anyone thinking this could have been an arson fire in Paris? Thank you very much for what you do. Your friend Matthew in Tucson, Arizona. Okay, well, let me tell you something, Matthew. Everybody's thinking about arson. Anybody that's a firefighter, anybody that's in the fire service, police, everybody is thinking about arson because of the way that this fire started and the fact that it moved as quickly as it did. But there's some stories behind the fire itself as to why it moved as quickly as it did. First of all, they weren't able to get the equipment to the scene that they needed to get there, the heavy equipment, to start dousing the fire, drowning the fire with water. And I was told, and this was what really, really bothers me, that there was only one fire hydrant near the cathedral. I mean, come on. Come on. And get this. There wasn't enough water that that hydrant could put out to try to put out any kind of major fire at that cathedral. But they did have the river. They're sitting on an island. But part of the problems there were the fact that there were so many vehicles blocking the way of the equipment. The bridge, the one and only bridge that takes you to the island that Notre Dame Cathedral is on, was blocked with vehicles. And at one time, they were considering pushing the vehicles off the bridge into the river if people didn't move them fast enough. It took the heavy equipment almost 2 hours to get set up to start drowning the fire. And then what they had to do was they brought in what they call aerial tankers, which happened to be, for the most part, helicopters that were dropping their water on the top of the structure. And they were thinking about bringing in aircraft to do the same thing. But the problem with the aircraft is there would have been so much pressure behind the water being dropped that it literally could have knocked the cathedral down. Because remember, you lost the roof, you had the walls, you don't know how safe the walls are. They may be holding today, but I guarantee you all those walls are going to have to be shored up to make sure. I certainly wouldn't send my team in there without having the walls properly shored. But what happened to begin with was the firefighters made it an emphasis to try to get all of the artwork and all the artifacts, the priceless artifacts, out of the Notre Dame Cathedral as soon as they could, because they didn't have enough equipment, men, materiel to even so much as attempt in what they call an initial fire attack on the fire. And again, keep in mind, there were firefighters that did get up on the roof, but then had to get off because of the fact that the roof collapsed. Now, the steeples are still standing. Whether or not they remain standing or not is a different story. Again, all that's going to have to be reinforced. And good morning, Steve and Ty Lamb. Steve is saying, my wife heard you talking about the Mission Barbecue lunch and said she wishes we could be there. Well, I do too. You guys need to come back over here when you get here. And, I know you said you might be coming this way one of these times. And when you do, we'll go over there and we'll have lunch. And, Flip, I see the picture you just sent. I don't know if you just sent it or how it wound up. What did that say? Oh, several hours ago. Okay. You look like you're getting ready to do whatever, but everything will be fine. Ms. Rosemary and the team are on your side. So there you go. There you go. Now, again, we just can't forget about everything that's going on right in front of us here. You know, Nancy Pelosi, again, has shrugged off the socialism as taking over the Democratic Party. You know, her comment was, well, that's like five people. Actually, it's a little bit more than five people. She needs to start paying attention because their message is starting to resonate with some of the other congressional people that are jumping on the bandwagon. Most of the presidential candidates, I might add, on the Democratic side are picking up that message, whether Nancy chooses to believe it or not. And the other thing is, This New York University professor, Talia Levin, who questioned why the memory of 9/11 is sacred. Well, there's 343 firefighters from the FDNY that are up there floating on a cloud somewhere because God needed firefighters to fight the fires up there in heaven. And I'll tell you what, you might want to talk to some of the relatives and find out why. You might want to talk to some of the relatives and find out why. Oh, by the way, I've been told, let's see, who told me this? Justin, and Justin is in Columbus, Ohio, listening to us. Hello, Justin. Justin says, by the way, Captain, you said President Trump raised $30 million in quarter number one. Actually, his war chest is over $40 million, approaching $45 million, and none of the Democrats are even close to that. All right, thanks, Justin, and I'll take your word for it. I don't have any way of verifying that right now. But thanks, Justin, and I appreciate that. And thanks for telling us that. And by the way, Tiger Woods, winning the Masters for the first time in 11 years, for the fifth time, it's the fifth title he's gotten, 15 years of having problems, 11 years with no wins. He's going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The Presidential Medal of Freedom will be awarded to him by President Trump. That was a monumental accomplishment that he achieved. And certainly, there you go. By the way, did you hear the Bernie town hall last night on Fox? I saw parts of it. I didn't see it all. Bernie said you can choose any doctor you want. Well, reality, many doctors won't be around when Bernie's plan goes through, if it does, because they're not going to work for less, and the doctor shortage in care will be rationed as a result. Didn't tell you that, did he? Didn't tell you that one. Because they're trying to pay the doctors less because they think all the doctors are getting rich over this. And I can tell you that most of the doctors are not getting rich over this. Now, hospitals might be, but not the doctors. So there you go. And let's see. There's a firefighter, by the way, a picture of a firefighter that just came from the Notre Dame Cathedral. You can see the flames up on the roof up above him. And he's kneeling at the altar, saying a prayer inside the Notre Dame Cathedral. Very, very, very inspiring, to say the least. Okay, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. A lot more stuff coming your way. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, from the ashes, we rise up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this time.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet, the crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, as it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in the northeastern part of the U.S. in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston. The other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, you've heard me say this before, but for those of you that haven't, it's very, very true. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, if you have no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion or advancement, then guess what? It's time to check out the National Aviation Academy, because you will be able to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too, and it's really going to be something that you're going to want to be able to take advantage of this. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought-after position. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide, slap open for you. There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Well, the military and veterans news starts out with some news out of Afghanistan. While the United States and Afghan politicians are trying to negotiate for a peace settlement with the Taliban, they have instead launched their annual spring offensive all across Afghanistan, which is going to make life very interesting as they'll be doing a bunch of suicide bombings and other things. They always do. So we'll see what happens, and don't expect to hear about any peace talks coming to a successful resolution anytime soon while this is going on, because each side tries to discuss or argue, if you will, from a set of strength as to what their positions are, what locations they hold, and all that. Now, some relatives of the seven sailors who drowned in 2017 after the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald collided with a merchant vessel expressed anger and frustration over the news that the Navy is dropping the criminal charges against two of the warship's officers, one being a commanding officer and the other being a junior officer who wasn't even on the bridge the night of the accident. Neither one were. The captain was in his quarters asleep, and the junior officer was down below doing something totally different related to his duties, not on the bridge. So we'll see how all that works out. By the way, a recently obtained judge's ruling reveals that three Navy SEALs who have claimed to have seen SEAL Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher fatally stab a non-combative wounded ISIS fighter who had been brought to him for medical treatment during a 2017 deployment to Iraq. Don't know how true that is, but right now it looks like as if somebody had it out for the Chief Gallagher. And we'll wait to find out what's going on there as he's still under house arrest awaiting his military trial. Now, the F-35A crash that Japan suffered a week ago, Japan has started combing the seafloor of the Pacific Ocean for the wreckage of its F-35A Lightning II joint strike fighter. The Russians were beaten feet to try to get there, too, and one of their subs was reported. China also was headed that way, because if they're able to gain any information from the wreckage of this fighter or any data from the black boxes or whatever's on board this plane, believe me, they're going to try to do it. Now, they've been there since 2 days after the aircraft crashed into the waters off northern Japan. They know where the aircraft went in. Now they're trying to locate it and retrieve as much of the wreckage as they can and perhaps find the pilot who may, in fact, be still entrapped in the aircraft because he has not surfaced at all. Also, talking about some military action going on, the leader known as Abu Dar, the last surviving leader of the ISIS-affiliated Mawat group, and I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. I'll have to find out from Denise Simon. After a month-long military operation, DNA has confirmed that he died in the fighting there. Now, that's a good thing if that's the case, because this was a bad, 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 bad dude. And if they got rid of him, they got rid of a really bad individual. And the U.S. is concluding their relief efforts in Mozambique after the cyclone there in Mozambique. They're pulling out, and they'll leave it to non-military means to take care of what needs to be taken care of. Also, in a decision decried as deeply flawed and a devastating blow for victims, international criminal court judges rejected a request by the court's prosecutor to open an investigation into war crimes and crimes against humanity in Afghanistan and alleged crimes by U.S. forces to the conflict. We'll see how all that works out. And I will say that the Pentagon right now is killing a key independent research program known as JASON Studies, because for decades, JASON Studies helped the DOD and other agencies get outside perspectives on scientific and technical topics. By the way, a question being asked by the Pentagon, they won't make a comment about it. Should U.S. troops on the border act a little rougher and tougher than what they have been? The Pentagon won't exactly address whether or not the military members currently deployed along the U.S.-Mexican border should be exhibiting more force towards detained migrants, a suggestion that was made by President Trump last week. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. And a committee from the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine will launch a study on the respiratory effects of burn pits and other pollution encountered by U.S. troops in the Middle East and Afghanistan. Goodness sakes, all you got to do is go to some of the studies out of New York City and find out what the toxic fumes have done there, because some of the same stuff in New York City was in those burn pits. Some of the same stuff, just an accumulation of all kinds of hazardous material. And the Pentagon wraps up a sweeping three-year review of Valor Medals awarded in conflicts after September 11, 2001, as officials are preparing to roll out a new policy designed to ensure acts of military heroism receive the full recognition they deserve. And some of the awards that were given out will be upgraded to the next highest level award for soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen that got various commendations and citations. By the way, good morning, Sue. Nice to hear from you this morning. Good morning, Wally. Nice to hear from you this morning. Good morning, Dave in Indiana. Nice to hear from you this morning. And good morning to Margie up there in Newport Richie. Nice to hear from you this morning. So I hope everybody's having a great day. And to Trucker Mark, he's out in California loading up a load of pineapples. He didn't tell me where he was going, but he's out in California going to take a load of pineapples, probably east out of there, loading them up off the boat. So that ought to be interesting. And, yep, good morning to Al up there in Nebraska. We see you there, Al. Good morning to Jeff down there in North Sarasota. And good morning to Mark, and happy birthday to Mark, my veteran friend in Texas. May you have many, many more, my friend. And welcome home, Vietnam veteran. Okay, we're coming right back with more. We're going to take a look at our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then right after that, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be with us. And we will be talking more about the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. And I'll get my take on it from a firefighter. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All All righty, that's Leland Martin and Working Class, and Leland is down off the ice road trucker stint now and back onto the highway, so we might be hearing about him coming to the U.S. here pretty quick out of Canada. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Go on over there, see what they have to offer, and remember, you serve, you save, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders too, active or retired. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles, and that will save you thousands of dollars. Also, the certified pre-owned vehicles you can buy at wholesale price. Get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Also, you'll get free oil changes and free tire rotations on your certified pre-owned vehicles. And tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you an extra $500 off your deal as well. Now, looking at the weather, a Pacific storm was going to produce rain and mountain snow and areas of gusty winds to the west coast and intermountain west. Now, as this storm moves to the east, it's expected to morph into the next severe threat across the south and central U.S. by midweek. Now, primary severe threats will be, once again, very large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes in some of the same areas where they've had tornadoes the last couple of weeks. Now, this is also very, very possible. So let's take a look out west right now, what's going on. In California, in the Sierra Nevadas, south of Sacramento, and right along, hugged to the Nevada state line, south of Lake Tahoe, you've got snow above 5,000 feet, an inch or so. Then up above 6,000 feet, you've got several inches coming down. There is a winter travel advisory for the mountains up there tonight and tomorrow. And high winds in Southern California out in the desert going towards Kingman, Arizona, going towards Las Vegas, Nevada, Barstow, and then down along towards coming east out of San Jose over to Yuma. So be advised of that. And then also the area of weather what we need to be concerned about right now is right now the rain and more snow, and we'll get into where the other snow is here too, because we do have some more snow in the central part of Nevada, which is coming across right now, I-15 up there about Mesquite. You might find to the north of Mesquite, you might find some due west of Utah, I-80 in the higher elevations. And then between Butte, Montana and Missoula, Montana, of course, I-15 and I-90, you're going to have some winter driving conditions up there tonight. Now, there is a red flag warning for eastern New Mexico tonight for dry conditions, high winds that could possibly spark a brush fire, a range fire out there. You got high winds in the eastern part of Texas tonight. I-30 over to the Arkansas line and down along I-20 down south towards, down into, not quite down to Houston, but high winds in that area. You've got a freeze warning, frost warning tonight in parts of southern Ohio, western West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, the western part of Virginia in the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, and around Knoxville, Tennessee, over to Asheville, North Carolina, as well as up the central mountain region of I-81 in Virginia tonight. And that will mean that you'll have some potential for possibly freezing on the bridges there, so just be careful. You do have some rain, scattered rain, right now in southern Michigan, along I-94 headed towards Detroit. You've got some rain, I-90, I-80, the toll road, Indiana, and also the western part of Ohio. You've got some scattered showers up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, around Green Bay, up in that area. You've also got some rain in the extreme northern peninsula of Michigan between Lake Huron and Lake Superior. And, of course, the rain that was up there in New England has now moved pretty much to the very northern tip of Maine headed over into Nova Scotia as we speak. Got some high winds in the Berkshires tonight blowing across Massachusetts. Got some current rough surf along the Atlantic Ocean from Maine all the way down to, it looks like, Jersey, the Jersey Shore. Be careful there. And that's what we got tonight, Truckers Highway and Byron Report. Don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, for more information. And don't forget, the thing of it is, you've got a lot of things transferring here in the weather, so pay attention to the weather. All right, right now we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Now, the reason I'm talking about the Notre Dame fire is I found out a lot of things from a firefighter standpoint that nobody's talking about. So are you ready?
Okay.
How many fire hydrants did they have near the Notre Dame Cathedral?
I have no idea.
One. Wouldn't on a bad day hold any type of water capability to be able to put any kind of major fire out anywhere in the vicinity. Was there more than one way in and out of the Notre Dame Cathedral? Because it was on an island.
I would imagine there would be.
Nope. There was one bridge in, one bridge out, and there were several hundred vehicles that were blocking the pass of the fire trucks, which took 2 hours to get some of the aerial ladders to get to the scene. They were debating whether or not to push the vehicles off the bridge into the river at one point, the firefighters in Paris. That's what I know from a firefighter standpoint. That was not good. They were able to get their smaller equipment there, but the smaller equipment couldn't get out the volume of water that would needed to be to try to put out a fire. So it burned pretty much for 2 hours unabated while the firefighters that were there were busy trying to get the artifacts out of the Notre Dame Cathedral, which is a good thing because they were able to do that. And a lot of the just priceless artwork was taken out. But the thing that really is inspiring, did you see that cross, how it weathered the storm in there?
I did. I did. It was really quite remarkable.
Wow.
I still don't have a handle yet on what was saved and what wasn't saved. I'm getting some conflicting reports there. I'm told that some really treasures were saved,
yep,
but some others were not. So I'd like to really have a final handle on that one.
Now, they did have to use helicopters, aerial helicopters, which dropped water onto the structure, which was the only way they could try to drown the fire out while they were trying to get the equipment to the scene and get it set up, which they finally did. And they also considered at one time bringing in aerial tankers, aircraft, but the problem with that was, with the structure as old as it is and whatnot, and with the pressure of the water coming down, it could have very easily knocked down the steeples and the remaining walls that are still standing right now.
Well, the outside structure would not have collapsed. It was just what is known as essentially the ribbing or the skeleton.
Correct. Correct.
Of the wood.
And they're still concerned about the towers that are there, but they'll reinforce all of that as soon as they can to make to make sure what's there stands up and stays up. But that was the first series of things, because we were chatting in a firefighter's chat room about everything that we were seeing that was going on, and nobody could understand why the fire trucks weren't, like, right there. But then we found out about the tremendous traffic jam because the tourists were just starting to leave, and when the fire started, they turned their cars around to see what was going on, and they blocked everything in the path of the firefighters. Way to go. Anyway, hold that thought. Okay, we'll be right back. Denise Simon and I will be talking about some of the news of the day, including the Mueller report. It's coming out Thursday morning. What's going to be in it? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.